You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about new movies coming out this weekend. And there's only one, right?
Yeah, only one gigantic elephant in the room. And you know, we're getting towards the end of summer. Back to school's coming around, so they're bringing out the last big gun of the summer. Hobbs and Shaw.
This is the last big gun?
Yeah, this is a huge gun. Yeah. Because
really?
Yeah, two of the biggest action stars in the world.
Doesn't this go along with Fast and Furious? Isn't it part of that franchise?
It's Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
There we go. That's it.
Anyone who follows the franchise knows that The Rock and Vin Diesel don't get along very well, especially the last couple films. So he's got all the power to make a spinoff, and he did. If you watch the last couple of films, you know, their two characters are always at each other's throats.
Right.
You know, and they have different personalities,
styles of being
superheroes, you know, action stars. Jason Statham and The Rock, you know, their characters in the movie, they're always fighting and just they have different styles. So now they have to work together because we have a new supervillain played by Idris Elba, Brixton, kind of a cyborg super soldier who's trying to steal a virus. I know, get this plot. For some sort of, you know, evil specter type of company.
Of course.
You know? I know, it's such a corny, ridiculous thing. And what's really cool about this is, you know, the Rock is really proud of his heritage. So we go to America Samoa and we find his family, his mother and all of the Pacific Islanders, and they go old school, you know, in the final battle of this film with the weapons that were used for centuries by his people. It's bloated. It's this huge action film. You can imagine a Fast and Furious movie. And, you know, I love The Rock. I really do.
Right.
And just people were cheering like crazy. I saw it last night, you know. So
they're physically cheering.
Yes.
Really?
Physically cheering. And I had to leave like 15 minutes before the final battle started. I had to go to the bathroom.
What?
You know? No, I had to go to the bathroom.
Jeff, okay.
Wait a minute.
Did they pause it for you?
No, they didn't. But as I ran out, this woman was in front of me. And she goes, just when it was getting the best part. And we were both running to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, I love this movie. And she's saying this to me as she's going into the women's room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so people are just, I know.
That's so funny.
I love this movie. But right, this is the best part. We have to go.
Oh, my God.
We got to hurry. That's what
that's
she said.
That's funny.
And she
that's
was in this giant muumuu, and she was just killing me. People were going crazy for it. It was sold out.
Yeah.
You know, is it?
It's a great pairing.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
It's a great pairing.
It's not going to win Oscars, you know, but.
I'm surprised Idris is in this.
Yes.
You know?
I think he's miscast. I think he's too big of a star for the villain, because the villain is kind of corny. He just shows up in his little black outfit and his special motorcycle, and it's like remote controlled, and he jumps on it. It's really cool, but I think we could have a better actor for that.
All right.
But it's got action to the walls, and I think people are going to go crazy for us.
Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff Howard, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.